This February, WYXR is growing our monthly donor community during our Sustainer Drive. The archive you're listening to is made possible by our sustaining members, whose support keeps WYXR strong and independent. Join us at wyxr.org/donate.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Jenny. And you're listening to Sonosphere
on WYXR.
Podcast.
And you are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in to Sonosphere today. My name is Amy.
My name is Jenny.
And Jenny and I are here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And today we have special guests in the studio today. We have David and Charlie from Recent Future.
Hello.
Hey there.
Thanks for being here, guys. It's been a year.
A whole year. We're here for our yearly check-up.
That's right.
Okay. A year and a day.
And a day? Very close. Love this. And so you're here today because we have a new single out. And there's a show coming up. So give us a little bit of background about you guys. I think a lot of folks here know at this point, but you know, some of our listeners may not.
Yeah, I hope everybody knows about us. Probably not. We're Recent Future from right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Charlie Davis and David Johnson. And we're here to talk about our upcoming show at the Green Room on Saturday.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, that's with General Labor and Infinity Stairs. We'll be doing visuals, and we're really looking forward to it.
All right, very fun. Okay, and so this is your latest single that you have out. Going back and kind of listening, you started out from kind of this anxious space in 2020, and a lot of the lyrics that you've written kind of, talk about that a little bit, in the bite your tongue one and the most recent one, not great and all that.
Ain't
it great?
Yeah.
So, and then this one, when I turned it on and listened, it felt a little bit more hopeful in a way.
Yeah. Totally.
Almost like early 2000s hopeful.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of the songs, they just kind of come from outer space, this song came from a jam that Charlie and I just happened upon one day, and it took us probably a year or more to write. So it's one of the older tracks that we've written, but we never really finished it. And so it's cool to see it kind of come around now, like 2 years later since its inception.
Yeah.
And finally finish it and just kind of put it next to the other tracks. You know, it's really cool to see. Yeah. I hope it is hopeful. You know, I don't want all my stuff to be, or our stuff to be down or, kind of anxious and scared, I mean, I do have hope and I'm a happy guy.
You are, yeah.
I try to be.
Me too.
All right. Well, okay, now that we're all happy here in the studio, I think we should play it.
Let's do it. If y'all are
into it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm into it. I hope everybody else is into it.
Okay.
It's called Lose My Mind.
All right. Right here. Recent Future on Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7. All right, and you just heard the latest from Recent Future right here on Sonosphere. We're here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., and we actually have Recent Future right here in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thanks for being here, guys. And over the when your song was playing, we were talking a little bit about the visuals for the weekend. I'd love to hear more about kind of what y'all have planned.
Yeah, so on Saturday, it's not just a couple people playing music. It's also visual. So we've been creating videos and video assets for social media and YouTube for over a year now, and posting them on our own. And we thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if we played a show where we're showing our visuals at the same time, our videos? And then, you know, the ball kept rolling. And
yeah, the green room came up, and it just seemed like the perfect place to do it, to pull it all out. And Graham and Corbin from Infinity Stairs got involved, and that was been fantastic since that's happened.
Oh, yeah. It took some of the load off, you know. It's like, okay, this guy, you know, Infinity Stairs knows what he's doing with visuals. It's like, okay, we're going to give you all the stuff. You do your thing while we concentrate on playing. And so we're super stoked about it. The only bummer is that we won't be able to watch it as it's happening. So I'm a little bit down about that.
Well, but maybe we can do a live stream. Yeah, recording for sure. Yeah. If you can't live stream it.
But. Yeah, there needs to be some video. So if you come, take videos and post it online so we can see it. So we know, you know, if we look cool or not.
You might get a preview. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that sounds really fun. I mean, y'all have always done some pretty great visuals that go along with a lot of your singles terms of videos, right? So is there anything else?
I mean, we're excited about that. I mean, we think about this as a multimedia art project. You know, we changed our tag on social media to art school project instead of, you know, some kind of music. Because it is about music and visual art and just whatever we want to make. Charlie's a super creative guy. I'm a creative person. It's like, let's just make stuff. Let's not put ourselves in a box or anything. You know, we just want to make stuff.
Yeah, and y'all have been, you came from art school, knew each other, met in art school,
totally.
That's kind of part of your story,
too. Yeah, we've known each other since we were kids.
Yeah.
Like 17 years old.
Wow, you know? Wow.
Not a gray hair in sight.
No, I can't see any from here.
I had some. I started getting gray at 14.
Well, I mean, again, we were talking about some of our favorite artists, and, you know, David Byrne came up, and he's still doing amazing work, too, and I don't know. I think as you get older and you've looked back on some of your career and the work that you did, the music that you made when you were younger, because I know you were in Trash Goblin and, you know, James and the Ultrasound and all that. And so now that you're kind of like leading this effort, like, is there anything that has changed or that you just feel differently about?
I have way more confidence in myself. Yeah. Like, I'm not so embarrassed. I'm not so scared to share my feelings. You know, I'm not so scared to share, like, hey, I made this.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, I wrote a poem. You want me to recite it while I play keyboards for you? You know, it's a little weird sometimes, but I don't feel so scared anymore.
Right.
You know? What's challenging about this group is we're just a two-piece. So it's cool in one regard that you don't have to deal with as many people, less schedules to work around. But then it's frustrating in other regards when you play live. It's just a lot of work to do and a lot of things to pull off. And you know, I wouldn't want to be in a duo with anybody else but David, because he's just such a solid dude.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
But yeah, that's what's different about this group, you know.
Yeah, brothers forever, man.
Well, yeah, for sure.
This annual checkup is going really well, guys.
It is. we'll look out for the bill.
Okay.
It's the synth insurance.
It'll be all for WYXR.
Nice.
Y'all are also playing with General Labor.
Yeah,
and we can play a tune from General Labor.
Yeah, this is a song of theirs called Sucker for Feeling. I first heard it, it seemed like a year ago, but I heard it on the radio the other day, and I was just reminded about how much I really like this track. And, you know, I'm really proud to be playing with them because this track is so cool. They're cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I hope they play it because it'll be cool to hear it in this state and in the live state. Maybe this will be the thing that pushes them over the edge. You're like, oh man, now we got to play this song.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's do it. Right here, General Labor on WYXR. We'll be right back. Right. You're tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. And if you're on the web, which you are, I'm sure we all are, it's WYXR.org. And you can donate, you can become a member of the station, you can also volunteer with us. That's at WYXR.org. And don't forget, the pull-up is coming up here Thursday, March 12th, 6 to 8 at the WYXR HQ and the Memphis Listening Lab. We're going to have DJs, live music from Late Night Cardigan, and we're also going to have free portraits from America Photo. So it's going to be a fun time, March 12th.
America Photo is so cool.
Pull up.
That's so cool.
All right. So, yeah, and the voices you're hearing, we have guests on the show today, David and Charlie from Recent Future. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And if you're just tuning in, Recent Future has their latest single out right now, and there's a show coming up
Saturday. So green room at doors open at 7. The show starts at 7:30, and it's going to be prompt. So
General Labor will also be performing, and Infinity Stairs will be doing visuals.
All right. Yes, and you've been releasing music for a while. So is there an album?
Yeah, we've been trying to release a track every month, but it's been coming out every 2-3 months for the last year.
Yeah.
We finally have enough for a record, and the record will be coming out sometime in the near future, maybe summer, maybe fall. So be on the lookout. If you dig it, you know, follow us on social media and, you know, come to the shows.
All right. Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And I think we're going to hear from Hartle Road up next, which you've played with potentially, right, David?
Yeah, a long time ago.
You just don't know how.
I think it was James and Ultrasound that we played with. It was, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fun. Well, thanks for being here. And check out Recent Future, latest single, Lose My Mind. Is that what it's called? And we played it earlier today. So if you missed it, check out the archives at WYXR.org. And we're going to continue on with Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7.
Yes. Your city, your station, your sound.
WIXR.
That's right, you're tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. My name is Amy.
My name is Jenny.
And we're here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to our guests. Earlier today, we had David and Charlie from Recent Future. They will be performing at Crosstown Arts in the Green Room this March 7th. What day of the week is that?
I believe it's a Saturday.
Okay, well, that's a Saturday, everybody. March 7th, Crosstown Arts in the Green Room, Recent Future. Check it out if you'd like. So, we just heard St. Vincent, who is playing Riverbeat this year. Amazing.
Yeah, we're just talking about that and thought we'd play some music.
Yeah, that's exactly how that happened. Mm-hmm. And before that, I think we heard Katarina Barbary.
Mm-hmm. And some Kelly Lee Owens.
And Kelly Lee Owens. Uh-huh. Yep. And we also heard Them Are Us Too. And you're tuned into Sonosphere. We are a nonprofit radio station here at WYXR. You can go to WYXR.org to donate. And you can also sign up to find out more about weekend concerts and things at concert.wyxr.org. So pretty cool. Jenny?
Amy.
It's been a day.
It has.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. We've all made it.
And we've made it here. Mm-hmm. The weekend was fabulous if you were outside at all. But what are we babbling about?
Just babbling. Babbling away.
We are. All right. Well, we're going to hear a little bit of more Moog, and then we'll figure out what to play next. So stay tuned here to Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7.